The top senior athletes in Northeast Kansas are back in the gym one final time for the Northeast Kansas All-Star Game at Highland Community College. Exclusive coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on Kansaland Radio is brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. And now the best of the best from Northeast Kansas are ready to hit the hardwood one final time right here on Kansaland Radio. We go courtside for today's coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games from Highland Community College. Here is Brandon Tadman and Jared Fluffy.
Well, pretty quick turnaround as we get set for game number two. It's the boys' All-Star Game here from Highland at Community College against an absolute thrilling finish. Finished as a 70-69 Navy victory over the Gold, and now we'll see if the boys' game can live up to the hype as well. Again, Brandon Tam and Jared Sleppy. Seth Olofsson is our studio producer as we get set for this one here in just a matter of minutes. So, again, we talked about the talent level in the girls' game. A lot of talent once again here for the guys' game as well. Navy's going to be led by the Troy basketball coaching staff and head coach Jonathan Rodvelt, and then the Gold being led by the Jefferson County North crew and head coach Corey Knoll. Let's get you the starting lineup real quick. Again, we're approaching the start of this basketball game, and we'll start with the Navy squad here, and we'll start with Troy's Christian Etherton, 5'11 guard, honorable mention All-State this past year at 181. Peyton Brees out of Concordia, who is here today, another honorable mention All-State selection in Class 4A. He is a 6'1 forward. Joey Henderson, also out of Concordia, a 5'8 guard. And you also have Caden Morton out of Hiawatha, who is a 6'5 forward. And then Brett Graper out of Lansing, who is a 6'3 forward, leading things again for Troy head coach Jonathan Rodvelt and the Navy squad. Etherton, Brees, Henderson, Graber, and Morton. For Corey Knoll's crew and Team Gold, it'll be Reese Tanking, Addison Trillia, 6'2 guard, second team All-League this year. Carson McAfee out of Jefferson County North, he is a 5'10 guard. Trey Carter of Atchison, a 5'10 guard. Jeter Purdy is a 6'4 forward. Again, another Atchison Phoenix. And then Christian McAfee, Addis Abetha, rounding things out for Corey Knoll and the Jefferson County North crew. So, again, it's Tanking, it's McAfee, it's Carter, it's Purdy, and it is McAfee. So we actually have two McAfees on the floor here. You got Carson for JCN, and then you got Christian for Sabetha. Real quick, before we get close to tip-off here again, Brandon Tam and Jared Sleppy again. It's going to be hard to kind of top the competitive nature of that girls' game, but the boys, I think, could certainly do that. Pretty balanced teams across the board, and once again, should be in for quite a good ball game with these great athletes here in Northeast Kansas.
Yeah, I love the speed at which all these guys play with, but I mean, kind of like you talked about the girls, the guys, the height is kind of an interesting aspect here. You have Abe Hilbert at 6'6", is the tallest player on the floor. Can he establish his force down low from Yamaha Central? You have a couple guys who are 6'4", 6'5", from Navy, including Caden Morton from Hiawatha. He had a heck of a season. Gave them a run for their money in the sub-state tournament. So they have a lot of great guard play as well on the Gold team. Zach Evans is a fantastic guard from Valley Falls. Reese Tanking as well from Centralia. So there's a lot of great players, of course, that deserve to be here this afternoon.
Again, some teams, or maybe some players, again, for both these teams that, you know, some of our listeners not too familiar with. Again, we got a couple kids from Concordia here today. We got another kid, Brett Graber, out of Lansing, who's a very talented 6'3 guard. But we're covering all three of our leagues once again. When you talk about the Twin Valley League, you talk about the Big 7 and Northeast Kansas League. A lot of these teams had great success throughout the course of the season. Again, two very talented coaches as well, leading the charge with Jonathan Rodvelt and Corey Knoll. But again, this is going to be a game of athleticism. I would expect a lot of points. You know, it felt like maybe that girls' game kind of slowed down a little bit towards the end. Again, conditioning is another thing that we talked about in that first game. I would think maybe it plays a part. You think maybe the guys are going to try to get up and down, you know, at a pretty good pace early when everybody's fresh and ready to go. So I would expect maybe a lot of easy buckets early. Maybe a lot of points, but ultimately I would kind of see things slowing down late, especially, again, like the girls' game if it's close in the second half.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Kind of interesting to see how the coaching staff will kind of deal with their crew. You have Jonathan Rodvelt who really likes to spread the four out defensively with his 1-3-1 that he's done so well with, and he likes to press a lot. I don't know if we'll quite see the pressing nature that he likes to go with, but the coaching styles of Ron Veld and Coach Nolan Schneider from Jefferson County North, very different.
Let's real quick go through the non-starters. We'll start with the Navy team again. The starters who we'll see here today. 6 foot forward out of Horton is Gannon Becker. You got Seth Judd from Troy. You also have Torbalik of Moore Hill, Jacobson. You got Weston Julians of Jackson Heights. You also have Cooper Wishrup out of Horton. Dakota Krause of Blue Valley, and then Percy Duncan out of Riverside, the non-starters for Team Navy. And then the non-starters for Team Gold, Zach Evans of Valley Falls. You got James Sheets of ACCHS, Connor Kearns of Jefferson County North. You also have Paxton Bowers of Centralia, Marcus Bauman of Sabetha, Calvin Manville of Jefferson County North, and then Abe Hilbert of Nemaha Central. So, again, those are the non-starters. Navy coach Jonathan Rodvelt, and the Gold coach is Corey Knoll. So just moments away from the tip-off here. Again, great crowd. Not a ton of seating available. Both sides are filled up pretty good. They were for the girls' game as well. And expecting a lot of fireworks, as this one was very up and down in last year's game. I would expect very similar style as these two teams ready to hit the floor. College. Yellow will go from left to right, or I should say gold, beg your pardon. And the Navy squad will go from right to left here in the first half. Again, college rules. We're playing the 20-minute halves. And the tip-off, batted around, and Navy has the opening possession. And here is Henderson from Concordia. Quick drive into the paint. Etherton from Troy. Corner three, bottoms up. And Etherton, just like that, giving Navy an early 3-0 advantage.
You're kind of talking about Troy this season. What a year they had there without Brogan Morris. They're 6'6" forward, and they were still able to have a pretty good season together.
Knocked away, looking for the lob inside to Henderson, taken away in a turnover by Gold on their opening possession. Etherton, ball faking in the corner, and they call him for a travel. So Etherton a little bit quick on the move from the left corner, driving baseline and back-to-back turnovers. Giving it back to the Gold squad, their second possession here in the early going. We've played about 40 seconds, and it's Navy out to a 3-0 lead. Off by Henderson, but an offensive rebound stuck back up and in, and that was nicely done by Centralia's Reese Tanking. Makes it a 3-2 game.
Tanking a big part of the team that won their first CBO title since 2019-2020. They tied with Clifton Clyde this year. But, man, just a heartbreaking way to end their season, losing to Bishop Seabury in the sub-state championship on a buzzer beater after they got a buzzer beater to get to state a couple years ago.
It's three by Henderson. Here is Tanking into the front court. Left side it goes. It's Atchison's Trey Carter. Gets to the elbow. Fade away to his J. It's a little bit strong and a rebound for Navy. 3-2 our score. Navy in front early. Just over a minute into this first half. Top of the key it goes. This is Graber again, the Lansing forward. Not a lot of movement here. Both teams going man-to-man. Etherton up top. Left side pass to Hiawatha's Caden Morton. Here's a three from the left corner right where Etherton hit it, and this time it's Joey Henderson out of Concordia. Gives Navy a 6-2 lead.
And by far the shortest player on the court, 5'8".
Here is a drive by Atchison's Trey Carter. Offensive rebound, though. Saw it a lot this year from Christian McAfee, who gets a second-chance bucket and makes it 6-4. Left side of the floor, this is Brees from Concordia. Graber up top, Henderson again. Concordia in the North Central Kansas League. Here's Graber, left corner three, and all three of the Navy threes have come from that spot. Time Graber on the board, and it's 9-4. And now a deep one on the way for Gold, and that one is buried by Jeter Purdy, super athletic forward and great football player as well. And Purdy listed at 6'4", canning a three from straight away.
And going to be a lumberjack next year for Northern Arizona
That's
University.
That's right. There's a missed three by Navy. Here comes the Mitchin Purdy, who just pulls his way through down the lane and gets in there for an easy two, and he's got five.
I hate to get in front of that.
There's a pass thrown away, looking for Morton inside. Not quite sure he was ready for it. Navy turns it over. We got a 9-9 tie, 17-10 to go first half. Gold bringing it into the front courts. All-league selection for Jefferson County North. Carson McAfee, missed shot. Here's Navy again on the attack. Atherton right side pass. This is Joey Henderson. Dumps it inside to Morton. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. He cannot do so. And Navy with another turnover. Honestly, a little bit of a slower pace than I kind of anticipated here. Maybe in the first few minutes.
Yeah, half-court offense, a lot of threes being shot, that's for sure.
Here's Atchison, straight Carter from the right wing, diving in, gets to the paint, left elbow, dumps it inside to McAfee, makes a move, lays it in for two. McAfee now with four, and Gold Squad takes their first lead, 11-9.
A tough way to finish their season, falling to Hayden and double overtime in their sub-state championship game.
They had a five-point lead with about a minute left in that first overtime and just could not hold on. Last 2 years, the Sabetha Blue Jays could have easily made a run, but had tough sub-state endings.
Yeah, a couple years ago, that was the loss to Nemaha Central, who upset them as the five seed. And they went to Concordia and beat them in Concordia to get to the semifinal round.
All right, both teams going with complete line changes, so we'll run through these names as we kind of scatter about here the next few minutes. 16-11 to go first half. We're tied at 11. A fresh five on the floor for both. Gold with it. Dakota Krause of Blue Valley got a touch. Now gets it right back into the right corner. Works around a half-hearted screen. Now a deep left wing triples on the way. Front rim, no. And the Navy rebound for, that is, or I should say Dakota Krause. I was looking at the wrong sheet. That's Krause on the rebound for Blue Valley. And it was Manville for Jefferson County North who misfired that triple. Here is Duncan from Riverside who tries a three. That's no good. And Troy Seth Judd with an offensive rebound.
He is so quick. He's got to be the quickest guy out there on that court.
And Judd tries a right corner three. It's almost there, but not to it. And a rebound for Gold. 11-11 tie. We're not quite 5 minutes in. Here is Manville for JCN. Hands it off to Marcus Bauman. Works to the elbow. Spins in the lane. He loves that little fadeaway. Not this time. And a rebound for Riverside's Percy Duncan. A lot of first-team all-league selections on the floor. Here's Judd. A hard drive, and he's swatted at the rim by Zach Evans of Valley Falls. And it goes out of bounds back to Team Gold. Well, Zach Evans of Valley Falls, he's going to get you about 20 a night. Sensational offensive player for the Dragons. Here's a right side three on the way. It's halfway down and out. Misfired by Paxton of Centralia. And back into the front court here is Team Navy. Here's Korbelik of Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Right side pass to Judd. It goes into the corner. Looking for a entry pass into the paint. It's there. A little fadeaway. Kind of. And a rebound for Evans and Team Gold. Looking for Hilbert on the backside of NC. Couldn't quite keep the hands on it. And a turnover by Gold. So quite a few turnovers here. Just kind of trying to make plays, but it's not quite there. A lot of these guys maybe trying to get well-conditioned to get up and down a little bit. Nice ball fake by Duncan at the top of the key. Works elbow. Kicks left. Here's a three on the way by Horton's Cooper Wishrup. That is short, but an offensive rebound for Seth Judd. Here's Duncan again at the top of the key with a second-chance opportunity. He'll step back and fire and deliver a three. Percy Duncan from downtown, the 6 foot first-team all-league selection for the Cyclones. And it's 14-11, the advantage for the Navy squad.
Yeah, coached by Tyler Herbst, not the season that they wanted. When they can kind of turn things around, it's a very young team. They had some issues with injuries and eligibility trying to turn things around next year for Coach Herbst.
And they played in a lot of close games, but more times than not would come out on the short end of it. Here's a pull-up J by Wishrup that's no good, and now Hilbert's the biggest body on the floor trying to pull his way down, and ultimately the ball gets on the floor. Should be a jump ball, it is. That is a big body coming your way.
Heck of a year for Abe Hilbert. Had the tip in for the win against Marysville, one of the more memorable moments from the season from him. He's a tremendous athlete on the football team as well on that offensive line that helped them get a state championship back-to-back seasons.
It was unanimous first-team selection in the Big 7. Speaking of Hilbert, there it is. Shot block, good defense by Dakota Krause of Blue Valley to get a hand on it. Here's Navy with Judd, again quick into the front court. Left side pass to Korbelik. He'll drive. Little off-balance shot. Hits nothing but backboard. Might as well have been a pass as Krause gets it on the other end and puts it up for two.
And talking about Korbelik and Moore Hill Mount Academy, back-to-back league titles for the Ravens. They've kind of just been dominated. They really dominated this year. They were a full game up on Horton this year, 17-5. Tough loss, though, in the sub-state championship against Jefferson County North. That game was at Jefferson County North.
We got our first media timeout. 13-16 to go, first half. Navy 16, Gold Squad 11. We're back at 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hi, this is Paul Cabe of KSI, a global ag equipment manufacturer with Midwest values in Sabetha, Kansas. We are a family-owned company that invests in our community and our employees. KSI is always looking for local, dedicated employees who would like to provide for their families and grow their career by offering full benefits, health insurance, vision, dental, 401k match, and even paid time off for charitable volunteer work. Call 785-284-0600 or visit KSIEdge.com to join our team.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool design.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, out of the first media timeout, here's Gold's Zach Evans of Valley Falls. A straight-up swish from straight away, a three-pointer for Evans. His first points trims it to 16-14 in favor of Team Navy. Here's Duncan on a drive, faking left, firing up, in and out, no, rebound for Gold. Into the front court, Centralia's Paxton Bowers. Here's Bauman, a deep, deep three, short, off the front rim, rebound for Navy's Korbelik of Moore Hill Mount Academy. Here's Judd working in the lane. Long pass left. Wishrup in the corner out of Horton. Trying to back down and gets it back to Korbelik on the wing left. He'll fake a three. Hand it off to Judd on the wing. He'll try one. Deep. And it's an air ball. And saving it underneath, not quite, with Krause, and it goes back to Gold.
Had a 5-for-5 substitution. Love those. Christian Etherton in the game from Troy, so Seth Judd exits. You got one Troy Trojan for another, and Coach Ronfeld getting both of his players on his team. Always like to see that.
It's a little more strategic, yeah. Both these coaches early have gone 5-in, 5-out. Girls were a little more strategic. There's a Gold bucket turnaround, Jay. Carson McAfee, the all-league selection from Jefferson County North. Ties it up at 16. Last 5 points have gone to the Gold squad. Here is Etherton. He'll step back. Deep range three. It's short. Off the front rim. Tipped around and a rebound for Gold's Jeter Purdy of Atchison. Here's McAfee into the front court. Spins. Blocked. What a defensive effort there by Weston Chulions of Jackson Heights. Now a three for Gold off the offensive rebound. It's an air ball. And here is Etherton for Troy into the front court, far sideline. Guarded by Trey Carter of Atchison. They get it left side here. Gannon Becker is in. He lost it out of bounds. And it'll stay here. Last touch by Gold. 16-16 tie. 11:29 to go first half. There is Caden Morton. Back to Etherton. Up top it goes. This is Cooper Jacobson of Hiawatha. So you have two Redhawks on the floor for Navy. Here's a steal in the backcourt. It is McAfee. Kind of lost the handle. Flips it up. No. Tipped around. Offensive rebound, though, for Purdy. Off one foot. Fading in the corner on the baseline. Dirk Nowitzki-esque for Jeter Purdy. He's got seven to lead all scores.
Nikola Jokic for those Young Bucks, maybe. Throw that name out there as well.
Here's a straight-on three that's buried by the Cobras, Weston Chulions. A 6-1 Jackson Heights Cobra gets a three to make it 19-18. Navy gets it back off a steal. Here is Hiawatha's Jacobson into the front court. Etherton up top for Troy. He'll fire it from a long ways out. That's short. And a rebound for Gold. Here is McAfee. Up top, this is Carter now tries. Not good on a three. Rebound for Navy. Both teams settling for triples here in the last couple of minutes. Here's Horton's Gannon Becker. Chargers have had a incredible last few years under head coach David Losey, getting to the state tournament last year. And there's a nice little spin and finish at the rim for Navy. That one's put down by Gannon Becker. Makes it 21-18, Navy by three. Here's Carter working baseline. Atchison gets underneath, kicks it corner. Open three on the way. It's an air ball. Navy gets the backside rebound for Becker, and then he lost it, and Carter takes it away. Carter, a little hesitation, all the way to the rim, lays it in. And Carter for two.
Love the slap of the backboard there for Gannon Becker. Knew that he wasn't really going to have a chance for it. Just figured, might as well show up my hops there.
Etherton tries to scoop one up from the right wing. Can't get it to go. Golden lead here. Deep left wing three. It's a little bit strong. Rebound Navy. 21-20 our score. Past the halfway point of the first half.
That's a swagger and flow from Purdy. Kind of reminds me of Dean Wade a little bit with his look.
Carter guarding Chulions at the point. Here's another three on the way. That's short left wing. And it's a rebound. Second chance, no. Gold able to clean up the second miss. As it's Connor Kearns, another Jefferson County North Charger. Of course, they made the state tournament this year, but lost to a very good Mound Ridge team. And a deep one is up and in. That's Carson McAfee. That was a long ways out. And it's 23-21. Gold by two. They'll get a line change for Navy here in the next dead ball. Here is Etherton for Troy. Left side, dives in, floats it up with the left hand, a little strong. Tipped around, and Gold having the rebound. They'll push it up the floor. Here's Carter in the left corner. Steps back. He'll fire a three off balance. Short rim, no. And a rebound for Navy. They want to push. Etherton into the front court. Little Euro, but missed the layup. Backside. Second chance is up and in. That is Gannon Becker. 23-23 tie. 8:23 to go in the first half. Here is Jeter Purdy, the leading scorer so far for both teams. He's got it at the elbow. Pulls it from there. Hits it from there. Rattles in, and we get a timeout. Purdy with 9 to lead all scores. 25-23 our score. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick 30 as well. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi everybody, this is Crystal Bontrager in Holton, and I'm the local agent for Aflac, a company that specializes in helping individuals and businesses fill in the gaps your current insurance coverage may not provide. Aflac can help lift the financial burden of covered cancers, accidents, and critical illnesses. Join the 50 million people who trust Aflac. Help supplement your current coverage. We process claims fast and help you get through it all. I'm based out of the Holton area and can come talk to you about the many advantages Aflac has to offer. Call me at 785-991-1041.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we continue on here from Highland at Community College. Brandon, Jared, and Seth all with you, part of the broadcast team. Thanks to all of our great sponsors making this broadcast possible. Still in the first half, 8 minutes to go out of the timeout. We got a 25-23 ball game in favor of the home team gold team. Navy with it out of the timeout. Here's a deep left corner, three on the way. It's off the front rim. And a rebound for Gold and Zach Evans of Valley Falls. Gold pushing the tempo, looking for Purdy underneath. Or correction, that's McAfee for Sabetha. He missed the bunny, gets his own rebound, but puts it up and in on a second time. So McAfee now, that's three buckets and 6 points for him. Two of his three buckets on offensive rebounds and stick back. Jared's on the floor with our first interview here.
All right, got Weston Chulian's here with me. And Weston, a great season for you at Jackson Heights. How are you feeling about this game here so far?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I hit a three off the screen, and felt good. And it's pretty deep, too. You know, these lines out here, got the men's lines a little bit farther, but feeling pretty good after that three.
So you transferred from Wetmore, but I kind of want to get a recap on Wetmore. It was an incredible season for football for you guys, one of your best seasons ever. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So, yeah, I mean, it's always hard, you know, having your school close your senior year, getting up on new people, but my uncle Jackson Heights, they came in with open arms, and it's been a good transition. We've had a special football season. I mean, a better good, happy to meet new kids, happy to meet new teammates and bond.
Yeah, and kind of speaking of meeting new kids, what are your thoughts on how things have gone with your teammates here for the Navy team?
I'm pretty happy. I mean, all these guys here, they're fun guys. I mean, they come in, like to have fun making jokes, but still just playing good basketball and, you know, very, very lighthearted group of guys, fun to play with.
Absolutely, and your plans for college?
So, actually, my plans are once I graduate, I'm going to K-State Salina. They have a pilot campus out there right by the airport, and hopefully, you know, make a living on piloting. Hopefully it goes well. And, yeah, get my pilot's degree.
Good stuff. Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back to you, Brandon.
All right, there it is. Weston Chulian of Jackson Heights. Appreciate a few minutes. Back-to-back buckets here by Concordia's Joey Henderson. Gives him seven in the game, and we got a two-point game, 29-27 in favor of Gold. And now Navy getting it back here, pushing the tempo with Graber out of Lansing's. Got it on the left wing. A little hesitation, working inside through contact, no call. The backside rebound for Zach Evans. 5:48 to go, first half. 29-27 is our score. Evans handing it off. Paxton Bowers, top of the key. Bumped away. Now Evans, a little hesitation, working on Judd. Left side again to Bowers. Bowers dumping it inside. Teammate to teammate. Not there, but a foul. And free throws coming up here for Reese Tanking. Clock stopped at 5:33 to go here. In this first half, it's been good and competitive. 29-27, the Gold lead. Maybe we'll send in a fresh five here, but I think we're going to step aside for a quick timeout. We will. All right, we'll step aside. 5:33 to go, first half. Navy 27. You're listening to the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Gold at the free throw line. Centralia's Reese Tanking, a 6'2" forward, buries the first, and he's got three in the first half, and that's the lead for Gold at 30-27. And his second is strong, but an offensive rebound for Christian McAfee. Second chance opportunity, gets it off to his teammate Bauman. A little two-man game here between these Blue Jays. McAfee drives, can't spin it in. Strong with the hands, though, to fight for the rebound. Dumps it off to Evans down the lane, who lays it in. All McAfee keeping that alive. Evans now with five, and that's the lead at 32-27. Here is Duncan, right side on the wing, and a lazy pass is taken away in the backcourt by Gold. Coast to coast, spin on the reverse layup try is no good. Paxton Bowers will now go to the free throw line for Gold to try to extend on this 5-point lead. 5:03 to go, first half, 32-27. The Gold All-Stars in front trying to add to it. First free throw, though, Paxton Bowers is short, no good. First team All-League selection in the Twin Valley League this year. Another one short. He goes 0-for-2. And a rebound for Navy. 5 minutes to go until halftime. 32-27, Team Gold. Here's Etherton for Navy out of Troy. They set it up for Duncan up top. Deep three. Good closeout by McAfee. It altered the shot. And now Navy trying to get back on defense. They can't do so. McAfee, though, missing another close layup right at the rim. Quite a few bunnies both these teams have throughout the course of this game so far, as Gold will send another fresh five in. Five in, five out, the way these coaches have been subbing them in the game so far. 32-27. Navy with the ball trailing by five. Duncan sets a screen for Etherton, gets it back on the pop, skips it into the corner. This is Blue Valley's Krause for three, missed everything. And here is Gold pushing the tempo. And there's another but net, a deep three. Calvin Manville, his first bucket. And 27 at just over 4 minutes to go. Etherton driving, throws it up, tough shot, no. Krause an offensive rebound, his second chance is up and in. The Blue Valley Ram, Dakota Krause, listed at 6'4", using every inch, put 35-29. Atchison's Carter driving in, kicks it out into the corner. Hilbert a ball screen, pull up Jay from 19, strong. Riverside's Duncan with the rebound, outlet up the floor. Etherton, layup in transition is good. Etherton now with five, makes it 35-31 in favor of Team Gold. Here's Trey Carter of Atchison driving in, kicking out into the corner. Manville another one, not this time on a three. Duncan again gets it on the rebound. Same result, right up to Etherton, leaking out for another easy two. Etherton now with seven in the game, and it's 35-33. And Navy on a little bit of a run here, 6-0 advantage. Carter tries to put an end with a three. It's short, and Krause the rebound for Blue Valley. Gets it up the floor again. Little stop and pop, rejected out of bounds. And Julian's rejected by Calvin Manville. Flash five on the floor. 3:02 to go in the half. 35-33 our score. As Gold holding on to a 2-point lead. Judd to throw it in. Just checking back in for Navy. Gets it back into the corner for Morton. Curls around the arc. Left side it goes to Graber out of Lansing, and he'll drive and draw the body. And Brett Graber of Lansing sent to shoot two free throws. Can tie it if he knocks them both down. A lot of balance for the scoring so far, as Graber's first free throw is in and out. No. Jeter Purdy has nine for Atchison. Lead the Gold squad. And there's another missed free throw. 0-for-2 trip for Graber. And Jared Scott looks to be Christian Etherton down there on the sidelines. Take it away.
All right, so Christian, solid game for you so far. I mean, you're here with Coach Rodeville and Seth as well. Your thoughts on how things have gone so far?
It's been pretty far. It's nice playing with a couple people I know, a couple people I never got to play with, but always played against them. So it's good. It's fun. Just having fun out there.
Yeah, kind of talking about your guys' season this year. Brogan missed the entire season. How were you guys able to stay locked in after hearing that news that he was going to miss the season?
Yeah, really tragic news. Knowing one of our better, bigger posts wasn't going to be able to play, and he's a senior. But it just next man up mentality. You know, you got to preach that. You got to preach how people have to step up when needed, and a lot of people did that this year, and it's really good for them.
Tell us what Coach Rodeville means to you and your team.
Coach Rodeville, he cares a lot about the team, and he puts his all into it. Even if we don't come out how we want to, he's always there, and he's always ready to work hard. And he's always giving his all, and that's good.
Christian, last question. What are your plans for college?
I plan to major in business and get a degree in business marketing and carry on from there.
Where are you going?
Hopefully KU or K-State.
Very cool. All right, Brandon, back to you. All right, appreciate it very much. That was Troy's Christian Etherton, who's got 7 points here in the first half. Abe Hilbert just hit a jumper for Team Gold to keep it out to a two-point lead at 37-35. Cooper Jacobson also got a bucket during that Etherton interview as well. So, again, staying close. And now Hilbert's a left corner three and gets a smile for Morton, who closed out there. And Hilbert with a quick five. And the lead back to five at 40-35. We're down to the final 17 seconds here as Seth Judd will fire a deep left step back three that's short. Gold with the rebound, corralled by Kearns of Jefferson County North. We're down to the final minute of this first half. Atchison straight Carter into the front court from left to right. Calling off Hilbert, doesn't want the screen, wants to go a little one-on-one here with Graber. He'll hesitate, drive, layup good, and the foul. The 1v1 there, advantage Trey Carter. He's got four and a chance for one more. It's the lead back to seven at 42-35. Atchison, Trey Carter, Jeter Purdy here playing for Gold. They got third place in 4A this year, and the free throw is good for Trey Carter, and he's got five, and he'll get subbed out. 49 seconds remaining in the half. It's an 8-point Gold lead at 43-35. And the shot clock has been in effect, but neither team have really gone deep into possession. Shots are coming up pretty quick. Here is a right corner three that is put down for Navy. It is Gannon Becker who gets that one to go, and he's got seven. 43-38. 25 seconds to go in the half. Here's a deep one on the way, and that one is good. That is Jeter Purdy, who's got 12 to lead all scorers. His second three, 46-38. Pass deflected out of bounds. Navy with it. Their side of the 12 seconds to go. And Seth Judd to throw this one in. Gets it up top here to Becker. Becker between the legs, 9 seconds. Still trying to shimmy his way in the lane, and it's blocked out of bounds by James Sheets of Atchison County High School. 46-38 the score. 5.2 seconds remaining in the half. Navy an opportunity here. Here's Judd, right corner, fading away. Deep three, and down to finish off the half. Much needed for Navy as they fell behind by 8 points, and now we'll head to the break, trailing 46-41. So that is our halftime score, the Northeast Kansas All-Star Game. Boys side, again, a good one here so far. Navy, again, trailing Gold at the half. Again, our score, 46-41. We'll step aside, go through some of the numbers, talk about it a little bit after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work? Or work well in our area?
Well, so are we.
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca. MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kind TS of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Games presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331. Find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. Brandon Tabman, Jared Sleppy, and Seth Tollefson, all part of the broadcast team. Appreciate everyone helping out on the TV side with the Scotty Channel here, working hard with us as well up here in the booth, so to speak. But nonetheless, 46-41, Team Gold over Navy at the half, and had a chance to catch up with Christian Etherton and Weston Chulions down there, Jared, and just kind of a quick thoughts on what we saw here in the first half.
Yeah, I just love the camaraderie of these guys. It feels a lot friendlier maybe than the girls' game was. I don't know if you might agree with that or not, but you saw the exchange between Abe Hilbert and Cade Morton there, kind of jogging down the court. I just love that. The vibe here is just fantastic. It's just been a fun first half.
Just going through some of the scoring numbers real quick. Again, Gold with the lead. They got 12 from Atchison's Jeter Purdy. That leads all scores. And then pretty scattered outside of that, you got 5 points apiece. Carson McAfee of JCN, Trey Carter of Atchison, Abe Hilbert as well. All with 5 points. Zach Evans, 5 as well for Valley Falls. And then you got Christian McAfee, a couple of putbacks. He had 6 points in the first half. And then 3 points as well for Reese Tanking out of Centralia. For Navy, they had 3 with 7. Christian Etherton, Gannon Becker, and Joey Henderson. Again, that leads the way for Navy. Those 3 with 7 points apiece. They got 4 from Dakota Krause of Blue Valley, Brett Graver, Percy Duncan, both knocking down a three-point shot. Cooper Jacobson of Hiawatha also getting involved. He had a bucket for 2. And Seth Judd as well hitting a 3 right at the end of the first half for Navy as well. So, again, scoring pretty balanced. It's been a close game throughout. Expect the same here in the second half. Again, our score, it's the Gold Squad 46, Navy 41. A final 3-minute timeout. Second half coming up next.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial in Lancaster is your insurance professional for auto, home, life, commercial, farm and ranch, and health. Call Angie at 913-874-2060 or see her at 202 North 2nd Street in Lancaster. Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial, Lancaster.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Northeast Kansas All-Star participants the best. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County.
KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games this weekend presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331. Find out how you can receive 1 month a free internet. Getting set to start the second half here. Boys All-Star Game. Again, a good one so far. Gold Squad home team on the scoreboard with a 46-41 lead over Team Navy. Again, stays closed. I would expect things to be more competitive as we grind away here in the second half.
Yeah, I think to start the game, it was kind of slow. We saw a lot of three-point shots in the half-court offense, but as the half kind of went along, play kind of got sped up a little bit. Teams kind of got into a rhythm, getting in transition. I think we'll see more of that as this game goes on.
All right, here we go. Getting set, switching sides. Navy now going from left to right. Gold from right to left. Navy down five. They'll get the opening possession of the second half. And here we go. Looks to be Joey Henderson out of Concordia as he'll dive in. Lost it, kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Gold. Navy to throw it in with, again, Joey Henderson of Concordia, honorable mention All-State selection this year in Class 4A. Concordia Panthers out of the North Central Kansas League. Here's a ball fake by Brees, his teammate. Korbalik, who pulls from the free throw line, and the Moore Hill Mount Academy Raven gets his first bucket. Korbalik makes it 46-43. Here's a McAfee drive, lost it, baseline left, long pass to Trey Carter, who fires, and air balls a three. And out of bounds it goes, back to Navy.
Oh, nice little jab step from the top, the key there by McAfee to kind of get away from the defender. It was well done.
Just getting going. 43 score currently. Gold in front, Navy looking for the tie, a little strong on a three. And McAfee for Sabetha trying to fight for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. And could not hold on to it, so Sabetha's Christian McAfee back to defensive mode as he stares down his Big 7 rival from Hiawatha and Caden Morton. Here's a step-back triple that's a little strong off the heel, tipped out of bounds. It should be Gold basketball. It is. Done it and keep it alive.
Can't imagine how difficult it is to kind of shift gears into basketball mode after you had maybe haven't played basketball in about a month, but more importantly than that, I mean, you talk about the baseball season starting last week, so you kind of have tried to shift into baseball mode then back to basketball mode kind of in the same week.
Yeah, it's just that conditioning aspect, and Carter just made a nice pass to Matt. See now with Ava Carter, looks like he got hit in the side. A little bit of a limp to his walk, but he'll take a quick breather. Appears to be okay for the most part. About a 48-43 score now as Navy's Henderson will drive and score the Concordia Panther for two. He's got nine, makes it 48-45. Gold with it. This is Carson McAfee. Drive gets to the rack and scoops it in off the window.
A fake handoff and just took off like a speed at the speed of light and was able to finish around the cup.
And just a nice little speed boost to get to the rack. Henderson again, a little heat check in the lane, and Joey Henderson now into double figures. He's got 11, makes it 50-47. There's a drive shot, no. Offensive rebound, though, keeping it alive. As, again, Jeter Purdy missing that one. There's a missed three by Carson McAfee. Now Navy pushing the tempo. A three would tie the game. Anderson's got the last two buckets. Drives and kicks right. This will tie it to deep three. And it's good by Korbelik. And he's got five. A 50-all tie at 17:50 to go in the game. McAfee wanted to, did not pull the trigger on a three. Evans with a hard drive, missing through contact. Offensive rebound, though, for Gold. That's brought down by tanking. And Gold able to reset. Here's McAfee, little fadeaway to the right, finds it in.
He's feeling it right now, no question about it.
Well, for Gold, it's been Carson McAfee here in the first few minutes. For Navy, it's been Joey Henderson. And now, speaking of Henderson, a deep three. It's off the heel strong and a rebound for Gold. 52-50 our score. League, and there's a little and one for Purdy. He's short on a triple, stepping back on the right wing. And now Navy down two, getting it up the floor. Here's Morton to the rack. Shot spins over, no. Gets his own rebound. He's got four gold jerseys surrounding him. Second chance, no. And this time cleared away by Gold. And now it's tanking in the corner for three, and he rattles it in. The Centralia Panther now with six. 55-50, lead back to five for Gold. It's 16:45 to go in the game.
He's kind of a jack of all trades. Has some length, has some speed, has a nice shot, can finish around the rim.
Kind of the same way for football as well, the way they used him. Getting inside, shot good. This is Peyton Breese. Concordia, his first bucket tonight, makes it 55-52. Here's Zach Evans, a right-wing triple, missed everything, fighting for the rebound, though, and a little extra hustle into the corner for Carson McAfee. Speaking of another McAfee, it's Christian McAfee who gets it in from Carson and puts it up and in. He's got 10. 57-52. Gold's lead is 5, kind of just keeping it a bucket or two in front. Here's a step-in three from a long ways out that's good for Navy. Peyton Breese, again, of Concordia. He's got the last two buckets and has five in the game, makes it 57-55. Carson McAfee again working around a Christian McAfee screen. This time not there. Good defense by Caden Morton. Here's Breese into the front court. Right side pass it goes. This is Wishrup a three. Not there this time. And Gold the rebound with Reese tanking. Gets it up the floor. Here's Purdy. Layup. Good. And the foul. 14 in the game and a chance for one more.
Talk about Cooper Wishrup, an excellent multi-sport athlete. Incredible bat for Horton and also the Hiawatha Legion baseball team. Got to see him quite a bit last year. And he really tears it up on the baseball field. Should be fun to see how he does this year.
Yeah, most of these players considered the multi-sport athletes. Right now it's a 59-55 score. Chance for one more here for Atchison's Jeter Purdy. Puts it in. Not a lot of free throws have been shot in the game.
Weston Chulion's just checked in for Navy. I interviewed him earlier. It really was fascinating to get his insight on his transition from Jackson Heights from Wetmore, which of course closed down before this senior season, and said he's loved the transition. It's been flawless and really showed off how flawless it was, how he gained his chemistry quickly with his teammates for Jackson Heights in the football season and in the basketball season as well.
Both teams just a moment ago with some substitutions, so some fresh faces out, but Evans stays in for Gold, a little hesy, and a little kind of pump fake on the shot in transition. It's good, and Zach Evans has 7, and we will get a timeout, and that's the lead right now for Gold. They got it to 62-55, exactly 5 minutes in to the second half. We'll step aside for a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations to the Northeast Kansas All-Stars on excellent high school careers from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frantic pace out of the timeout. Both teams turning it over. And now a transition outlet for Team Gold, and it's a layup off balance by Centralia's Paxton Bowers to extend the lead to 9, 64-55. Gold, they have been on a little bit of a run here in the third quarter. Etherton wants to step back, deep 3, that's a little strong, and a rebound for Gold now pushing the tempo. It's Calvin Manville out of JCN. Abe Hilbert back in, Evans left side, it goes to Marcus Bauman. Bauman stepping back, he'll fire short end on a 3, and Navy now again down 9, trying to chip away here.
Kind of talking about that last shot for Etherton. Kind of looked like a little bit of a wild shot, but he takes those kind of shots in games.
Good defense inside for Gold's Calvin Manville working on Graber of Lansing. And Gold getting it back, trying to get this thing to double figures. Here's Bauman, nice little move. Scoop shot, no, on the left side. Nearly had a good one to fall, and a rebound for Navy. Etherton down the middle, right side pass. Julian stepping into a 3 that's short, and a rebound for Gold. Here's Bauman pushing the tempo behind the back, top of the key, inside, left kick. It is Bowers, baseline drive, and he is fouled on the floor. No shot. Navy set to bring in 5 new faces. Gold will bring in one as well. 13:29 left in this All-Star game. 64-55 is the Gold lead. They led it 46-41 at the half. Continuing to keep this lead out. Set it up into the corner for Bauman, and he can't fire in a 3. And a rebound. Here's Joey Henderson again, the Concordia Panther. He's got a lot of speed, sidestepping 2 defenders, and draws a foul in transition. He'll shoot 2. 11 in the game for the 4A All-State honorable mention selection out of Concordia. 64-55 Gold at 13:18 to go in the game. And the free throw gets the shooter's touch, and Henderson gets the first one to fall. He's got 12. And his second is pure. He goes 2 for 2. 13 for Henderson makes it 64-57. Just over 13 minutes left in the game. Here's a deep right wing 3 missed by Calvin Manville. Just barely grazed iron. Now Navy pushing. Here's Henderson again. He'll try. He is a little strong on a 3 himself. And Manville the rebound in the backside for JCN. He's got a lot of speed into the paint. He'll go coast to coast. Can't make the layup. And a rebound for Navy. Navy pushing into the front court. Korbelik launching a pass. Left corner. Krause a 3. The lefty
stepped out of bounds.
Is short, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds there on the sideline.
Anyway, he's rocking those kicks. I like those light pink.
There you go.
Pinks that he's got there.
Got 5 points in the game. The lead right now for Gold at 64-57. Gold with the basketball. Here is Hilbert at the free throw line. Contested jump shot's a little bit strong. And Seth Judd, the rebound for Navy. The Troy Trojan pushing the tempo. Scoops a pass to Riverside's Percy Duncan, who is a little short on a 3. And now Bauman the rebound for Team Gold. Here is Bauman, picked up by Henderson. Between the legs, looking for Hilbert inside, working on Duncan, spins left, fades away, right-handed shot short. Offensive rebound is put back up and missed by James Sheets of ACCHS. He is fouled, and will shoot 2. Haven't seen much of Sheets in this game. Honorable mention, all-league selection in the NEKL for ACCHS. They had a tough year. But Sheets, a solid contributor as he knocks in the first free throw, makes it 65-57. Gold continuing to hold on to this lead, and Sheets knocking down the second free throw, so his first 2 points in the game, makes it 66-57. Just over 12 minutes to go. Here is Duncan of Riverside, lost it. I kicked off his shin in a turnover. Here is Paxton Bowers for Troy. Hilbert at the free throw line, kicks it left, it Sheets. Drives in, gets bumped by Duncan, a foul on the floor. Even kept us back. Head coach ACN 650 back into the bin and not there. But the rebound. And himself. Five. It's one and it's Sheet.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Christian McAfee with an offensive rebound after a bucket a moment ago. He drives into the paint, spinning. Shot is fading away. No, but an offensive rebound for Reese Tanking, who puts it back up and throws it over the rim. No good. Gold right now in control. They lead it by 14 at 74-60. We're past the halfway point of this second half. Here is Korbelik, a three, just grazing iron. Judd trying to save it, couldn't do so. And both teams will come away with some substitutions. 9.5 minutes to go in the game. The Gold lead is 14 at 74-60. It's been fun so far. And the girls' final was a one-point game. It was 70-69. That one went down to the wire, but right now Navy's going to have to put a comeback together. There's a drive. No. Christian McAfee, another offensive rebound. Kicks it to Tanking. Another try from three, and he hits another. Third three for Reese Tanking, and he's got 12, and the lead all of a sudden at 17. 77-60 for the Gold. Got a nice little break here. Let's send it down to Jared, who's on the Gold sideline.
All right, I got Paxton Barrows here with me from Centralia. Paxton, how's this game going for you so far?
Not too bad. Just having a lot of fun. I'm not scoring a whole lot, but it's just about having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of playing with your teammate here and being able to have the camaraderie of playing with some new people. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. It's fun to see, like, what else, like, what other skills are out there besides the people you've been playing with your whole life.
You got a busy spring coming up here. What do you got going on for the spring for you guys?
I got golf. I'm looking to go back to state for 4 years in a row, so looking forward to that.
And what's your handicap?
Like 10.
Not bad, not bad. Well, kind of talking about your basketball season this year, a heartbreaking way for a season to end. Just want to get your overall thoughts on your career in basketball at Centralia. Just your best moments.
My best moments are, well, winning TVL this year, not the tournament, but just overall winning the TVL tournament my sophomore year, getting to play with my older brother, Preston, and it was fun. And just we always keep the locker room hype, and hopefully they keep it in the years coming. Either play for Manhattan Christian College or go to M.
Congratulations, and thanks for the interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Paxton Bowers, send it back to you, Brandon.
All right, there it is. Centralia's Paxton Bowers and newly noted 10 handicap. That's pretty solid. Panthers golf team. And now Team Gold with the 80-64 advantage as we got 7.5 minutes to go in the game. It's all-star game here at Highland Community College. Here's another three on the way, and this one is short by Christian McAfee. Here's a step back three, right wing. It's strong, and McAfee another rebound for Team Gold. Well, Gold trying to slow up the tempo a little bit with 7 minutes to go, and we get a timeout on the floor. I think it's just a substitution timeout. So we'll take a full. They're going to take a full, so we'll do it as well. Again, 7:04 left in the game, 80-64, Team Gold in front. You're listening to the 38th Annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Gold with the basketball, leading by 16, 80-64. We're at 6.5 minutes to go in this game. Hilbert in. Good pass there by Carson McAfee. And Hilbert now with 7 points, 82-64, the Gold advantage. Julian drives, and Hilbert with a block shot. There's Bauman of Sabetha working into the front court from right to left. Gets it to the right wing, going behind the back. Wants a Hilbert screen, not using much with it. Gets it off to Carson McAfee. Now into the corner with Evans. He'll try and bury a triple. 10 in the game now for Zach Evans of Valley Falls, his second triple. 85-64 lead is blowing up here for Gold, and now getting a near steal, and they do get a steal. Here's Carson McAfee throwing it up through a couple of bodies. He is hammered to the floor and is fouled. Wondering if it's on the shot or on the floor. It looks like it's going to be two free throws. Both teams bring in substitutions. Good time to send it over to Jared. He's got, looks to be Christian McAfee over there for Team Gold.
Be here with me. Christian, your thoughts on how things are going so far here today?
It's been fun. Yeah, we're just, getting up and down and having a good time and, yeah, just playing some basketball.
What's been going right for your team here? That's got you guys up 21 points.
Been hitting some shots and working inside and out, so, yeah.
And kind of talking about your time as a Blue Jay, just want to get your overall thoughts, some of your best moments, your favorite moments of playing basketball for Sabetha.
Just the culture there is really awesome, and just playing with my buddies is the best thing. That's what you get at Sabetha, so.
And the Blue Jays have had a lot of success with you guys, and kind of moving forward after you graduate, do you think you guys are going to have, you guys are set up for a lot of success moving forward?
Yeah, they contributed greatly on last year, and even though we had older, I think we had 9 seniors, and we still had some younger guys really give us, you know, give us a tough time during practice and playing well for us in games. So,
love to hear that. Now, what are your plans after high school?
I'm going to play football at Benedictine College and study history and education.
Very cool. Sounds like a good plan. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Brandon.
All right, there it is. Christian McAfee, of course, great Sabetha Blue Jay. Going to play football at Benedictine College and Gold now with the advantage of 90-66. As we're down to under 5 minutes to go, we get another full time out, so we will follow suit as well. Again, the Gold team leading big over Navy, under 5 minutes to go in this All-Star game. Back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Team Gold again trying to put the finishing touches on a big win in this All-Star game. Let's go down to Jared. It looks like Atchison's Jeter Purdy alongside.
Here with Jeter and having a solid game here so far. What's giving you guys some success here in this one?
We're hitting big shots. They kept cherry picking for a little bit there, but we stopped that. And then like that shot right there, we hitting shots.
So playing football at NAU, what led to that decision?
Great coaching staff down there. Was originally at Pitt State, transferred to Northern Arizona. They had me come out and visit. And I just love what they're doing, love how they're going to be rebuilt.
Kind of talking about your career in basketball for Atchison, you guys able to get to state this year. What made you guys so successful in 2024?
Us three seniors been playing together our whole lives, so we know each other's strengths and weaknesses and just play to our strengths, and everybody around us positive. And shout out to Coach Battle putting the work in, late nights, watching film for us.
You got any plans for the spring?
Playing baseball right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your success. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Back to you, Brandon.
All right, there it is. Very successful career at Atchison. Jeter Purdy, again, who's got 15 points for Gold tonight. He's going to come back in with a handful of other players as we're down to the final. 3:34 in this one. Girls' game was close throughout. This one kind of got away from Navy as Gold team trying to hit that century mark. They lead it 93-69. As Navy with the basketball again. This is Korbelik misfiring, but an offensive rebound for the Navy squad. Korbelik tries again, and three goes out of bounds, and it goes back to Gold again. 3:19 left, 93-69 is the score. Of course, here on MSC Sports Radio Network, we're down to our baseball, softball broadcast schedule. Trey Carter working on Duncan, who fires and missing a three from the right wing. Maybe the rebound. Down to the final 3 minutes. 93-69 the score. Gold with the advantage. There's a kick ball on the far side. Sticking his foot out was Calvin Manville. Deflecting that pass from Cooper Wishrup. Wishrup to throw it in. Duncan in the corner. Here's a left wing three on the way. That one's good. And that is Gannon Becker, who's got 12 in the game, 93-72, 2:45 to go. Here's Trey Carter for Atchison, driving in on Duncan, a little fade to his left, short on a jump shot.
And Becker the rebound for Horton. Navy into the front court. Here is Duncan. Nice little dump down pass. And a layup missed inside, but a foul. Missed by Wishrup. He got his own miss, and he's fouled on the floor. He'll get Manville with the foul. And Wishrup to throw it in. Left side of his own backboard. Here's the lefty firing a straight on three. No. Gold with the rebound. And Manville with it. Far sideline. Pushing with some tempo. They don't stop him, and he hammers it in with the right hand. Our first dunk. Calvin Manville, all 6'2", going up for it. He's got five. 95-72. It took until the waning minutes of the fourth quarter to get our first dunk and highlight reel play. And there's Duncan on the other end, who hits a three. 95-75 with 2 minutes to go. And pulling up from Steph Curry range was Carson McAfee. Just inside midcourt, but he misfired the three. Here's Wishrup inside. Blocked shot. Good defense by Jeter Purdy. Here is McAfee for JCN. A little euro and is fouled at 1:36 to go. Good sportsmanship by both of these teams here today. As it looks like we'll have free throws on the way here for JCN's Carson McAfee, who's got 11 in the game. Down to the final, 1:36. It's a 20-point gold lead at 95-75. First free throw, in and out, no good. The all-league selection in the NEKL, Carson McAfee. Jefferson County North, they made that run to the football state championship and then made a run to the 2A state tournament in basketball, but lost to a very good Mound Ridge team in the opening round out in Dodge City. Both teams again going to rotate some subs. Might be the final ones of the game as we're down to 96 seconds. What's been a pretty dominant second half for Team Gold. They lead it by 20. And the second free throw is up. This one is good by Carson McAfee. One for two. He's got 12 in the game. Makes it 96-75. Once again, the final 90 seconds of the All-Star festivities this weekend. Another deep three. This one, Connor Kearns. No good, but an offensive rebound by Caden Morton. And a second chance, no. And now a third opportunity as Seth Judd runs it down. He'll fire a deep one. Nearly banked it in deep from the left wing. And finally, Gold able to get this one away and out in transition. Manville again driving, missing a layup on the left side with the right hand. Here's Etherton up to his teammates. And a nice pass. Morton inside. Ball fake. Gives up a free layup. Etherton top of the key now. Open for three. Got this one to go. How about Etherton now with 15 in the game? His third triple makes it 96-78. Final 50 seconds left in this one. Bauman will try. Short on a triple. And taking it away is Evans for an offensive rebound. And here's Kearns a three, and he got it to go. Connor Kearns of JCN, his first points tonight. 99-78. Can Gold get the illustrious 100 mark? As Judd misfired a 3-4 Navy, and now Bauman trying to push the tempo. Bauman trying to drive, gets it, spinning one, no. Evans up and in. Evans with 12. It's 101-78. Final 20 seconds. Here's Morton who tries to jam it in, but it's off the heel strong. Excitement down the stretch here. Now a deep one is short, and it goes out of bounds as we're down to the final 13 seconds. Dominant second half for Gold. They have hung up 55 second half points. Etherton misfires the three, Bauman the rebound, and that appears to be the final play of the game as Bauman, I guess, will try one deep. Oh, and he buries a three at the buzzer. That's going to count. Bauman, 11 in the game, makes it 104-78. And Team Gold winning it in dominant fashion in the boys' all-star game here. Our post game is next. We'll take a timeout and go through this. Hopefully have another interview or two on the sidelines and get you all wrapped up. Again, the final score, boys' all-star game, 104-78. Team Gold over Team Navy, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Kime T.S. of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial in Lancaster is your insurance professional for auto, home, life, commercial, farm and ranch, and health. Call Angie at 913-874-2060 or see her at 202 North 2nd Street in Lancaster. Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial, Lancaster.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the All-Star festivities coming to a close here at Highland Community College. We've had a lot of fun this weekend, of course, bringing you the volleyball match yesterday, and now the basketball games here today. Again, the girls' final was 70-69 in favor of Team Navy. Boys' game, though, dominant by the gold squad in half number two. They led it by five at halftime and rolled, the gold team does, to a 104-78 win over Team Navy. Again, our Northeast Kansas All-Star game coverage presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331. Find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. And we'll have a couple of breaks here for you in our post game and try to get a couple more interviews or so as we can kind of wrap up. Just going through some of the scoring numbers, we will get those stats, complete stats here, hopefully, and a little bit as well, but very balanced scoring across the board again for Gold, who won the game 104-78. Jeter Purdy of Atchison leading the way with 15 points. Also double-figure efforts from Zach Evans of Valley Falls, Reese Tanking of Centralia, both those guys finishing with 12 points. Carson McAfee also a 12-7 as well for JCN. Atchison's Trey Carter finishing with 11. Christian McAfee of Sabetha also with 12 points. Marcus Balman got going in the second half. He had a deep three at the buzzer and had 11 points. And then Abe Hilbert of Nemaha Central, 7 points as well. Team Navy had 15 from Christian Etherton. Joey Henderson out of Concordia leading the way with 16. Gannon Becker out of Horton had 12. And then some other notable point scorers. Bowden Korvalik of Moore Hill Mounts Academy with 5. Weston Chulions with 5. Percy Duncan had 6. Peyton Brees had 5. Cooper Jacobson had 2. Brett Graber had 3. As again, those are the unofficial score numbers. Going to get the complete stats here in just a little bit, but those were just some of the offensive scoring numbers in this game. Again, Team Gold winning at 104-78. We'll step aside for another timeout. Postgame continues right after this.
Lifeline program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2000.
2310
to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at Benedictine.edu.
Congratulations to the Northeast Kansas All-Stars on excellent high school careers from the Stress Crete Group. Stress Crete is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, back here. Our post-game coverage continues. Again, Team Gold. Big win, 104-78 in the boys' all-star game. Brandon, Jared, Seth, again, as we continue our coverage. Again, the Navy team falling. Let's go to Jared on the court here. We got Jonathan Rodvelt, the Navy and Troy head basketball coach with him.
But how fun was this this atmosphere today?
Oh, it was a ton of fun. It's an honor to be coaching this game. All the athletes, we tried to make sure that they didn't take this for granted at all. It's quite an experience. There's a lot of kids that just don't get this opportunity to come out here and get to play on a college floor too, and some of them it's the last time. It was fun getting to have two kids from Troy and Coach Losey, two kids from Horton as well, and that was fun. There's a lot of good athletes, a lot of good kids, and some good shooters out there, and it's fun to see them that you'd always coached against. But it's just a good opportunity for everybody, and I had the score wasn't necessarily close, but everybody enjoyed themselves and just a bunch of fun.
And who were some of the players that really impressed you today?
Let's see. I knew they could play well for sure, but I would say definitely the kid out of Marysville, out of Concordia. Joey Henderson, just a guard and get into people and get into the basket. That was fun. Gannon Becker got a couple shots. The Korbelik kid that we knew from playing against, we knew he could knock down some outside shots. Percy Duncan, know him very well, being from Riverside. Christian and Seth, both Troy kids, the Morton kid and the Jacobson kid from Hiawatha, playing against those boys and getting to coach them as well. Just a good group. They were positive the whole time and tried to keep it light and fun and you got to see a little bit of chemistry out of all these guys. So it was just a great time.
And you guys, of course, will be going to the NEKL next year. Do you feel like this was maybe a little bit of a preview of that, since there's a lot of NEKL kids here?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, most of the coaches here were NEKL coaches, so I mean, that was a lot of fun, and you know, being pretty close to each other, we all know each other fairly well. But yeah, I mean, this is just the beginning, and hopefully there'll be some kids that were in the crowd today that'll be in this game in the future. So yeah, it's fun. It's a good area event, and you know, it's great for the families to get to see these kids play as well.
Coach Rockville, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brennan.
All right, there it is. Jared Sleppy with Troy Hall.
We were there.
Football coach, that is once again Jonathan Rodvelt, who was coaching the Navy squad. Unfortunately, his side coming up on the short end. Again, Team Gold winning it 104-78. Got to step aside for another timeout, come back, and get set to wrap up our coverage again from the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games here from Highland Community College. We'll step aside back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Northeast Kansas All-Star participants the best. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here at Highland Community College, the boys all-star final. Gold team over Navy, 104-78. Jared's got the winning head coach, the leader of JCN, that is Corey Knoll.
All right, Coach, congrats on the win. I mean, seven guys in double figures. Who really impressed you the most here today?
Yeah, I mean, everybody impressed me, but if I had to give it to one guy, I'd probably say Jeter Purdy. He's a player. You know, we were watching it in warm-up or our practice earlier today. The kid can shoot from anywhere. He's big, physical, athletic, get to the rim, but not just him. I thought his teammate Trey did well. I thought all our big seven guys did well. I thought all the leagues represented very well. You know, it's hard to pick one because I think everybody scored at some point, so that was good to see. Put up 100 doing that, so it was awesome. And like I said, I think everybody's played well. It's an all-star game for a reason.
And kind of talking about your guys' season, getting to state, something facing against a really tough Mount Ridge team. Just want to get your overall thoughts on the year.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with it. You know, it was kind of a weird year. We had a late start. We started off a little rough, then a bunch of snow days in the middle of the year. Had a little rough patch there, but they were playing their best basketball at the end of the year, which is all you can really hope for, because it doesn't really matter what you do during the season. It just matters how you finish, and I thought we finished really strong. You know, we kind of ran a buzzsaw there with Mount Ridge, lost by double digits, but they won every game in the state tournament by double digits. So, first-round matchup, but, you know, I think a lot of that is credit to our guys for how well they played to get to that opportunity. So I'm pretty pleased with how it went overall.
Yeah, talk to Coach Rodfeld about it. They'll be joining the NEKL with you guys next year. I want to get your thoughts on kind of how the shifting of the leagues is kind of being formed over the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, I played basketball at JCN years ago, and back when it was the DVL, and we had Troy in the league. So it's kind of good to see that Troy comes back to our league. I think they fit in well with us, and we've played them in the non-conference games the last 2 years, and they've been battles both times. We're 1-1, and to kind of have that matchup against Coach Rodville and his teams that are always pretty good, I think it's going to be a fun addition to the league and make our league better overall.
Last question, Coach. I want to get your overall thoughts on just this event, this atmosphere, everything about it.
Yeah, I think Island does a great job. It's cool that they can showcase our local area athletes. You know, with all the leagues coming together, NEKL, TVL, Big 7, Addison, the Metal Arc League, getting all those guys in one spot and kind of showcasing the best players in the region is pretty fun to see. You know, all throughout the year, we hear about the Big 7 guys, the Addison guys, and we hear about how good they are and that stuff, but you don't really see them. You know, I don't see them on tape. We don't get a chance to see them. So coming here, you can see why. You can see why you hear about them, because they're good players and they're fun to watch.
Congrats on the win. A lot of fun.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach Noel, let's send it back to you, Brandon.
All right. Thanks again, Jared, down there with the gold-winning team head coach. That is Corey Noel out of Jefferson County North. Is his team led by 5 at halftime, and they roll away for a 104-78 victory. Again, there's a lot of people, a lot of sponsors to thank greatly for making this broadcast possible. Everyone for the Highland TV side helping out as well. Great to interact with them, connect with them, to help showcase the athletes here this weekend. Again, big thanks to all of our great sponsors, JBN, Giant Communications, for headlining the event here, the 38th annual All-Star Games here at Highland CC. To all the players for taking a few minutes with us, the coaches as well, all the workers and the fans and parents, everybody supporting these kids. It was another great weekend to showcase some of the top-tier talent in both volleyball and basketball. So, again, that's going to do it for us. Again, Jared, doing a great job. Seth, our studio producer here today. Kirk Kilman helping out yesterday for volleyball as well. Justin Fluke also a big person to thank helping out yesterday as well. Again, everybody here for the Scotty TV Network and everybody else involved. We appreciate it very much. Again, the finals from the All-Star Games here today. It was a one-point Navy win in the girls' final, 70-69. Team gold on the boys' side rolling away 104-78. More on this will be available on our website later tonight. Again, that's going to be at mscsports.net. For everyone involved, again, Seth, Jared, everyone, I'm Brandon. Thanks for hanging with us and listening to the All-Star Games here, 38th annual on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. This broadcast has been brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. This has been a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network, your local sports authority.